Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome back to All Things Internet, a podcast where two 90s kids talk about viral internet news, gossip, and trends. I'm reading what Emily, I messed it up. She was like, let's do a new intro. I was like, I got it. Just send it to me. I'll read it. I messed up. Hold on. Take two. Welcome back to All Things Internet, a podcast where two 90s kids talk about viral internet news, gossip, and trends. I'm your host, Rachel.
And I'm Emily.
You nailed it. I'm a content creator and she's a fangirl. Let's hop into it. Hi, how you doing? I nailed it.
Proud of you.
The second time. You almost forgot your line, though.
I did. Almost forgot my name, but brought it back in at the end.
It's okay. I read the word trims instead of trends, so trims. We all fail.
That's all right. I'm good.
Don't you lie.
I'm like slowly coming out of my depression phase. So I feel like I'm doing better today.
Like phase in life or phase of the day?
Phase of the month. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't mean to like brag or anything, but no, I'm feeling flex it up. Little more mentally stable today.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Should I move my microphone closer, by the way? Or can you hear me okay?
Move it a little bit closer. Why are you being so weird about it?
Because every time I touch the stand and GarageBand is like... So I'm going to have to edit that out. All right.
Yeah. Continue. Emily has to edit this podcast as I am out of town and Brother Bear, my normal editor, is out of town as well. So Emily has to edit this.
How was your concert last night?
I went to the JoJo Siwa Dream Tour concert and it was the last one of her whole Dream Tour. It was amazing. I was screaming and dancing and cheering and singing along the entire time. It's actually an amazing concert. I'd say go to it, but you can't. No one can anymore. It's over.
Well, next year. I'm sure she'll keep touring.
Yeah, she won't do the Dream Tour anymore, but it'll be a different one for sure. She'll do something. Knowing her.
But I know.
I know she wants to be in LA for a hot second because she misses it.
Aw, she misses you.
I know, we have plans to hang out Tuesday. It won't happen, but we like to keep making plans and then neither of us follow through.
I like it. Consistency.
Yes. We're nothing if not consistently inconsistent.
There we go. Love it.
All right. Do we got news for today, Emily?
Oh, and we got some news blurbs for today.
We got blurbs. I love it. Give it to me.
We got blurbs. Okay. So Hailey Bieber was taken to the hospital on Thursday morning after suffering.
This.
Yeah, she had a small blood clot in her brain. Apparently she was eating
Whoa! She was eating what with who on what?
She was eating breakfast with Justin. When all of a sudden she started displaying stroke-like symptoms, and so they rushed her off to the hospital. They said the clot passed on its own and that she's completely recovered and she's just at home resting currently.
What causes that?
Like a blood clot?
Yeah, aren't you a doctor?
I was about to say, you're asking the wrong person.
I saw that. That is so scary.
That's like, because she's younger than us. Apparently
they
said
drugs.
It was just,
does she do drugs? Do we know?
I mean, allegedly, I have not heard anything that she does.
I will say, unallegedly, I've never heard anything either.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like people that don't do drugs though get blood clots like that. I don't know. Someone in the comments tell us so that we can be on the lookout.
What causes it? Because I want to avoid that.
Me too. Yeah, that's. Scary. Thankfully it was just a small one though, and they said there's like no long-term effects.
I would be freaking out if I was hurt, because there's no like signs that could happen, or like you Does she have to be on blood thinners the rest of her life? I'm so concerned.
I assume my like grandma got one, I think, at some point. She had to be on like baby aspirin for the rest of her life. So
that is so scary. Well, I hope the best for her because that sucks.
Yeah. And then our other news blurb, we received some incredible economic news this week. Kim Kardashian single-handedly solved our generation's financial crisis. I don't know if you heard, but
because we need to just want to work more. No one wants to work. So we just have to work, and then we did it.
I don't get what's so hard to understand about this.
Emily,
just get up off your butt.
You don't work harder. You don't work, and that's why you're poor. Emily,
I mean,
if you guys actually knew, Emily works just from when she wakes up to when she falls asleep every single day. She doesn't have a weekend. She works more than me because I pay you to work more than me. But you don't work hard enough. That's why you're not rich. So
right. So I'll just go get a fourth job.
Perfect.
In order to make ends meet. So, you know, thanks, Kimmy. That was great advice.
Just work
so for those of you
harder.
Right. For those of you that have been living under a rock and did not see this, she did an interview with Variety in which she gave some top-notch boss babe advice. And when she was asked how women could be more successful in business, she responded with, "Get your effing butt up and work." So to all the women out there who are struggling to make rent this month, to feed their children, or to put gas in their cars, worry no more. All you have to do is get up off your lazy butt and just work. So
just do it.
Just work. So
just work.
Although, okay, I was like dying because I was like trying to see what the internet's reaction to this was, and some of my favorite tweets about
people
like this,
were roasting.
It was prime material. Please. Someone tweeted, "Not Miss Kimberly who got a BMW at 16, telling me I have to work harder in life."
Oh my God.
Kim Kardashian giving business advice: just stop being poor.
That's it.
Yep. My personal favorite was Kim Kardashian when she visits the children that make her clothing in the sweatshops. Get up off your butt and work. It seems like no one wants to work these days.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
Okay, listen. I will say, Kim Kardashian does work. She works.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she understands what she was handed.
Yeah. She's like, so out of touch at this point. She has like a rotation. I know for a fact she has a rotation of nannies that comes in. She has a personal chef. She has a personal driver, personal security, a team of maids that come in and take care of her house and her laundry and her ironing and her grocery shopping, teams of personal assistants. So she has the luxury where she can go and work if she wants.
Yes. Also, she had her parents' money to jumpstart whatever she wanted in the beginning.
Exactly.
And a reality TV show that was just handed to her.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was
she works. I know she wakes up and she works every day. I have no doubt about that. She works. But so does the rest of the world. And just they just weren't given the opportunities and luxuries she was given. And that's the difference.
There are some women that work 2 to 3 jobs and sleep maybe 4 hours a night and don't get weekends.
Stop talking about yourself.
Hey, I got 5 hours last night. Ooh. And like, they still can't put food on the table for their kids. So
because the world is messed up and not everyone's given equal opportunity.
Right. One of my other favorite tweets I saw was, oh God, what did it say? It said, "That's very let them eat cake of you, Kimberly." That was good.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, she saved the world. We all know what to do now.
We're good. So gas prices, don't worry about them anymore. So,
Work.
Another news blurb we have. The first January 6th insurrection defendant that went to trial was found guilty on all counts. The insurrection in D.C.?
Which one's that? What is that?
You know this.
When they stormed the Capitol, those ones?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a big word. Elmo, that's a big word for Elmo.
That's a big word. Yes, the first person, the first defendant that was on trial for the insurrection, he was found guilty on all counts, and so that's a step in the right direction. His name was Guy Refit. He was from Texas, and he brought a handgun with him to storm the Capitol. And right now he's facing a maximum penalty sentencing of 20 years in prison, but that won't be decided for a little bit. So,
wow.
Mm-hmm. And then
sucks
you sent
suck.
Me.
Look at that karma coming around.
Yep. You sent me this next little news blurb about Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes finally spoke on the whole thingy. What'd she say? I didn't read what she said. I just saw that she spoke. And so I sent it to you to do the research.
Love it. Love it. All right.
Tell me about Amanda Bynes.
2 weeks ago, we covered how Amanda filed a petition to officially end her conservatorship, which she's been in since 2013 after a series of legal and mental health issues. But we didn't know much more than that. We just knew that she filed the petition. Well, our update is she created a new Instagram account. It's at Amanda.Bynes.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know. I really need to follow. What
it's
is it? At
Amanda.Bynes1986.
Amanda dot Bynes.
Bynes.
1986.
Mm-hmm.
Follow. She has 80,000 followers.
Mm-hmm. So she created the account. People weren't sure if it was her or not at first because it wasn't verified at the time. Is it verified yet?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Oh, she's
we know
getting,
for sure.
She's getting her her tattoo removed.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Yeah, her face tattoo. We know for sure it is her account, but at the time people were unsure. But then she logged on to the account and she posted a video and she said, "My court date is coming up in 2 weeks. I want to thank you all so much for your love and support. Peace out." And so then we should know more in the coming weeks, and hopefully she keeps posting.
That's great. Maybe it was part of her conservatorship that she couldn't have Instagram.
I mean, I didn't know this when we did the initial story, but my friend Emma was telling me that apparently right before she got into the conservatorship, she was posting these very erratic tweets.
Yes,
like,
I remember that.
At Drake? How did I miss that?
You didn't know about this? How was
no
I
idea.
In this? It's because I used to be a Twitter monster, and it was Twitter was my game. I knew every tweet that anyone ever posted for a very long time. And I would just go to her Twitter page every day to see what was up.
Ooh, wow. Well, yeah, so then that probably makes sense. They probably put that in there because they probably didn't want her like damaging her reputation anymore. Like like in a caring way, like they wanted to make sure that, you know, she wasn't getting in any more trouble. So yeah, hopefully she keeps posting more and everyone should go follow her for updates.
Yeah. I mean, that's what she wants. It's public, so.
Yeah. Okay. And now we got two big news stories. Before we go to it,
check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor!
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan News, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
All right, our big news story for today is our Lord and Savior, JoJo Siwa herself.
I didn't know we were talking about Drew. I didn't know if we were talking about Britney Spears. I didn't know who we were talking about, but it is JoJo Siwa.
We have lots of Lords and Saviors. Yes, JoJo Siwa was in the spotlight this week after taking a very firm and public stance against homophobia at her concert in Columbia, South Carolina.
We all waved gay flags at the end of her show yesterday.
I saw that. Looked amazing. I'm so glad she passed those out.
Her mom did. JoJo didn't know about it.
Yeah,
it was a surprise for JoJo. Her mom passed them all out. And I gave it to the Uber driver afterwards, and she almost cried because she's a huge JoJo fan, but she couldn't afford tickets to the show. And I was like, here, JoJo's mom touched this.
Right, exactly. Oh, my God. So, yes, before coming on stage, an audience member had tweeted her asking her not to talk about being gay while performing. JoJo is very well known for using her extremely massive platform to educate, encourage, and destigmatize queerness and the LGBTQ plus community, especially since coming out herself last year. And she frequently incorporates inspirational messages about being queer into her shows. So when she received a request to censor her candid messages about love and acceptance, she decided to take matters into her own hands.
In the most JoJo way possible.
I love it. Yes, I love her. She took to center stage and she said, this person tweeted at me and said, hey, JoJo, I'm coming to your show tonight. Please don't say you're gay. So I'm going to take their advice and I'm not going to say it. Instead, I'm going to do something else. And this is when she walked to the end of the stage and grabbed a giant pride flag with her face printed on it and waved it around for the crowd to see. How iconic. And she followed this up with an incredible speech to her audience about not being ashamed of who you are. And most of her words were directed towards audience members who may be scared to be a part of the LGBTQ plus community. And she talked about how accepting her own family was, how accepting her fan base was, and how loving the world can be, and how being yourself is not scary and it's freeing. And then she ended her speech by saying, I want you to wake up tomorrow and I want you to be a little bit more proud of yourself, and I want you to love yourself a little bit more, and I also want all of you to celebrate others just a little bit more. Preach. I love her. It's amazing.
She's the best. She's honestly like the nicest person. We walked backstage last night. She's like, what can we get you? She's like, there's food and drinks over here. And you want some merch? And she like had her one of her assistants go grab us like a bunch of merch. And she's just nice to everybody. It's like you walk in, she's like, what can I get you? And I'm like, I'm at your show. Why don't you take a seat?
You've just been performing for 4 hours. How about we get you something?
I love her. Anyway, she's a great human. And I love that she doesn't let those haters get her down. Comes back like a boomerang.
Yes. It's so nice seeing that she was willing to stake basically her entire empire and her career in order to like come out and be who she was and like encourage others to do the same. So it's very refreshing and amazing and brave.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not going to stop being me no matter what. Because that's always what she's promoted. But even before she was out or even knew she was like, just be yourself. And then so she was like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna stay in the closet, because that's gonna be lying to everyone and that's not being myself. So
but she could have very well easily lost her everything she had worked for, though, because her entire fan base is children, and it's like there are a lot.
Luckily she's backed by Nickelodeon and not Disney.
I cut that story because it was too long and I was getting too fired up about it.
What? Oh, Disney finally said something about the Don't Say Gay bill, but they had funded people who were in support of it. Yeah.
Yep.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, proud of you.
I know.
Maybe we'll talk about it next week a little bit when I have time to calm down.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, next big news story. One last one. What is it?
Yes. Last news story. So on the opposite end of being a decent human being spectrum, we have Elon Musk and Grimes. Both of them have been in and out of the news all week.
Didn't they have another baby?
Yeah. Okay. So yes. All right. So the first time was when Grimes welcomed a Vanity Fair reporter into their home for an interview about, you know, her music and her life and her identity.
Wait, she does music?
She was famous before Elon. She just got even more famous after.
I don't know anything about her.
I mean, I didn't know she was a musician before she got with Elon, but then after there were like all these articles coming out where, and especially herself, she was coming out basically being like, you realize I was my own person with like my own money and my own following before I married this snake of a human being. You know, she didn't say that, but
That sucks.
Between the lines.
But that sucks that, you know, no one knows that.
Right. I mean, she still has like a huge music following. She lost a lot of followers and like a lot of dedicated fans after she got together with him, because her whole platform, especially in music, was like pushing the liberal leftist agenda, which we love.
Yeah.
And so then when she got with Elon, who's like everything. Well, I'm not going to speak for everyone. What a lot of liberals, he stands for everything that liberals are against. Like, you know, he doesn't.
He's tweeted some messed up stuff.
Well, and he just like hoards his money, and he could do so much good with it, and he chooses not to. And I could spend hours. I won't. But she lost.
As I drive
a lot of
my
followers.
Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good car. Hey,
honestly, whoa. If I had a lot of money, I'd have a Tesla too.
It's a good with gas prices. I made money on getting a Tesla.
Exactly. Okay, so anyway, so Grimes welcomed Vanity Fair into their home so that they could interview her. And then during the middle of this interview, the reporter interrupted Grimes to ask why she could hear a baby crying from upstairs. As we all know, Grime and Elon welcomed their first child, beep boop, beep boop, boop boop, back into the world back in May of 2020. Okay, apparently it's pronounced, I did look it up, it's pronounced X as in the letter, and then AI as in like artificial intelligence, and then I don't know what the A-12 is supposed to be pronounced like, but it's XAI is how his name is pronounced. Anyway, so we all knew that they had that child in 2020, so he's 2 years old at this point, so he wouldn't be making like baby crying noises like that. Right. So when the reporter heard distinct newborn cries echoing from their second level, she was curious as to why. And apparently every time the baby cried, Grimes was like wincing and like shrinking into her seat. But then she kept denying and like gaslighting the reporter. Like she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And just like kept trying to hide it. And so then the reporter could tell that Grimes was getting frustrated. So she was like, oh, okay, like, why don't we take a break to collect ourselves? And as soon as she said that, there was this dead silence because like they were just like getting sips of water and rearranging. And all of a sudden, apparently it was just like the baby was like, yeah, and like screaming newborn. And like there was no denying it at that point. So then apparently they both were like laughing about it. And that's when Grimes revealed that her and Elon had secretly welcomed a second child into the world via surrogate. And the baby's name is, are you ready? Beep, 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 beep. The baby's name is Exa Dark Sidrail Musk, or Y for short. So they have X and Y.
Naturally, when I hear that name, I often like to mm-hmm. naturally, you're just going to call them Y.
Right. Let me make sure. Yeah, there's no Y in their name.
Didn't think there would be.
But, you know, we're just going to go Y for short. So
is the next one going to be named Z?
She did say, because they're currently split up, they're like super on and off again.
Yeah.
But she said even if they remain split up, they're like really good friends, and that they have plans of continuing to have more children. So, and she says they want 3 or 4. So the next one I'm definitely guessing would be a Z. But then what do you do after that?
Now they, I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me? Nickname.
They just start using
a.
like Morse code.
Yes.
The next one's literally just like dee 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 dee.
I'm all about unique names. I'm all about whatever. But that's just the Y for short kills me.
It's too many slices. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Love it. Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, and in that same, real quick, I'll wrap it up. In that same interview, she's like getting reamed on the internet, because in that same interview, she went on record and said, I want to get her quote right.
Wasn't it like Elon doesn't live like a billionaire? He lives like he's poor.
It's worse. She says Elon Musk lives below the poverty line. He's worth $227 billion. And she went on record saying that he chooses to live below the poverty line with his private jets and private chefs and security team. But because he's choosing to live in a $40,000 house, she says he's choosing to live below the poverty line.
And so if he doesn't do that, he doesn't need his money. He can just give it all away.
That was literally the first thing I said when I read this.
Right.
Give it away then.
Give it away if you don't want it. If you're not going to use it.
He could literally solve a global crisis with his money.
Yes.
Go do that. If you want to live in a $40,000 house and not use your money, great. I love that. Go give it away to someone else. Don't sit there with your $227 billion funds and then like rent an apartment and be like, oh my God, I'm so poor.
Like being poor isn't like an aesthetic.
Right.
It's not like.
People are literally starving and freezing to death in their homes during the winter. And he's just like, gonna be poor for like a month. See how it goes.
I'm such a good person for this. Go yeah. away. Go away. I'm mm-hmm. done. I'm done. Do we have something else? I don't want to talk about him. I'm angry.
yeah, that was it for my news.
Okay, great. Do you have a nod to my mother or?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I always do.
I know. Eventually, we can phase that out. I mean, you don't have to. You can keep doing it forever. Don't get mad at me. Oh my God.
I feel like we need to honor the original, the OG.
We do honor her.
We do. Yes. All right. Okay, so we're going with Weird Holiday again.
Okay.
On March 14th, which is the day that this episode comes out, is National Napping Day. So I went on Le Googly and found myself some interesting facts about sleep. Would you like to hear?
I would love.
Oh, love it. One of these days you're just gonna be like, no. And I'm just gonna start crying.
I won't ever do that because I know you will not ever stop thinking about it. And it will ruin
Never.
You.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It will ruin you.
Thank you for not doing that. You're okay, welcome. So the record for longest period without sleep, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, is 449 hours of this man staying awake.
Was it a surgeon? Now, just operating on someone?
I think it was just a regular guy just trying to get a world record. And then once he did it, Guinness World Records got in so much trouble that now they no longer track this record and they won't allow people to submit like, their proof
of
breaking this.
Really dangerous. You can literally die. You can go mm-hmm. insane. Like that's mm-hmm. actual.
Yeah. 449 hours. That's crazy.
How many days is that?
And then
wait. 449?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's no way. 449
hours.
Divided by 24.
Yeah.
That's 18 days. He didn't sleep for 18 days?
That's what he claims. And, like, to get certified by the Guinness Book, I feel like you have to, like, absolutely have proof. So.
Yeah. Like, a Guinness person has to be there.
Right. So, yeah. And then the other interesting sleep fact I learned is humans are the only mammal in the entire animal kingdom that willingly delay sleep.
Yeah, because we're stupid.
Yeah.
We're either scared to be alone with our thoughts or scared of missing out on something fun.
Why you gotta call me out like that?
Hey, yo, it's me too. Calm down. My mom said as a baby, I would not go to sleep if there was noise happening in the house because I would want to go be near the noise.
Mm, she FOMO was like, as an infant.
Yes, I had FOMO as an infant. My mom was like, it was the worst. We couldn't have people over if it was your bedtime. Like your dad had to drive you around in the car. So it was like quiet and there was nothing for you to get distracted by. Because I would just be like, there's a noise. I want to see it. Oh, what's going on over there? Like,
you're like so ADD even as like a 6 month old.
Yes. She's like, it was the worst. She's like, you were a really good baby, but you were distracted. You wouldn't sleep. You wouldn't do anything but be distracted.
I mean, honestly, carried those vibes into adulthood.
And I'll do it well.
You do. You function well.
Ow, I got a twinge in my neck. Okay, all good.
Are you ready? Are you ready for our game?
Yes, but first let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Okay, this one you have to. I'm not gonna make you post anything, but you have to pull up Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're I need to know that
you can't make me post anything. Look at this picture of me and my girlfriend kissing.
Aww.
That's all.
I'm so alone. Okay. All right.
I'm on Instagram.
All right, go to your stories.
In it.
Create a new story.
All right, hold on. Add to your story.
Make it the creative background. I don't care what color.
Wait,
Player's
what do you mean?
Choice.
What do you mean create a background?
Like, you know how you can like make it like purple or green or.
Like this?
Yeah, you're good. Okay, and now type out your name and make it really big and make it sideways.
I am against this, but okay.
You got it.
My full name or just Rachel?
It doesn't matter. So it should just kind of look like that.
Wait. Okay.
Gooch. All right. Now leave that like that. All right. So don't exit out. So the game we're playing today
is I don't trust you. I don't trust you one bit.
Well, this is why we're doing this, is because I need to know that we're trusting each other. All right. The game today is called Anything for a Follow. So I'm going to ask you how many followers you would have to be guaranteed to gain in order to post a cringy or dangerous action online for all to see. For example, How many followers would you have to be guaranteed to gain in order to post a video of yourself drinking the contents of a snow globe? And then you're not going to say it out loud. You're going to type it in to here, and then we're going to hold them up at the same time because I don't want you changing your answer based off of my answer, and I don't want to do the same either.
I wouldn't change my answer.
I would.
I deleted my name. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, okay. It just makes it easier because then you can like type. Okay. All right. So the majority of these hypotheticals come from actual scenarios that have happened in which micro influencers or just regular people have posted these dangerous or dumb videos in order to go viral. So just keep that in mind. Also, we are not promoting any of these actions.
No.
We're recognizing how dumb it is and that you should not do it.
Okay.
All right.
The contents of a snow globe. Okay.
We're doing that
on
one.
YouTube,
okay.
Right? Subscribers on YouTube.
I'm going to say like it could either be, I'm going to say on TikTok.
What is in a snow globe? Wait, I'm going to change my answer because I don't think it's that dangerous. Yeah.
I don't know. All right, I'm going to do mine.
You're all going to see why I don't have as many subscribers as I do because I don't do things like that. I don't do stupid
all right.
things.
You ready?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. 5 million.
I put 30,000. I would need to be guaranteed 30,000 followers on TikTok to drink the inside of a snow globe.
That glitter is so bad for you. And
tell
also
them what you put.
5 million.
Oh my God. I have no standards.
I have too many. And this is why I've like plateaued on all my platforms. Because I'm like, nope, I'm not giving you anything crazy. I like my life. I don't want to die. La 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 la.
Love it. Oh my God. Okay.
This is fun. Next one.
Good. How many followers would you have to be guaranteed to gain in order for you to post a video of yourself walking through an in-action car wash? So like you're not running through it. You have to walk through it and allow it to run its cycle on you.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Wait, hold on. Okay. 1, 2, 3. 10,000.
What'd you? 20,000.
Okay, because this one, I don't think I would actually get hurt. And
I'm more scared of like the hot wax at the end. I feel like you.
There's
get, like,
hot
burned.
Wax.
Yeah.
Well, I just wouldn't put it on the hot wax cycle. Choose your cycle, Emily.
I like that we have different car wash cycles going. Okay. How many followers would you have to be guaranteed in order to talk through a store's intercom until you got caught and kicked out?
Oh.
You know when like people like
yeah.
lean over the counter? Yeah. All right.
Wait. Is it just until I get caught and they tell me to stop?
Yeah, and then you leave.
Okay.
You get like kicked out. And you have to film the whole thing and like put it on YouTube. Ready?
I think this is like really rude to do, so I'm gonna up it a little
yes.
bit. It's really rude to do. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. 100,000.
10,000. Why do we have such drastically different standards?
The car wash one wasn't that different. It was only 10,000 off.
Yeah, true.
This I right. hate, absolutely despise,
yeah.
like annoying people. Like. Mm-hmm. You were just
especially
pissed. They're
especially
working
especially workers.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're working. Like they shouldn't have to deal with that. And so I don't want
right.
to be a bad influence on the internet.
Yeah.
And so that is why. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. This one's probably really hard. But you have to answer.
Okay.
How many followers would you have to be guaranteed to gain to post a video of yourself licking an airplane toilet seat?
I think I was too aggressive with my snow globe one.
You're regretting? You're taking it back now?
Yeah, I would lower it.
Okay. All right. What's ready for your airplane?
Hold on. I'm lowering this. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
All right. Ready?
Go.
Mm-hmm. Go.
2 million.
500,000. This is so bad.
See that, like licking a toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think is as bad as drinking a snow globe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a girl that did it. It was right in the height of COVID, and I can't remember if she posted it on TikTok or Twitter, but she licked an airplane toilet seat in order to go viral. So,
no,
have goals, baby.
I mean, I guess this is
boss
why
babe it up.
I guess this is why I'm not as big as I could be, because I don't go around drinking snow globes, licking toilet seats, pissing off workers, and walking through car washes.
There you go. All right, one more?
My game. People, will you subscribe if I do all these things? I will.
Let us know down in the comments below.
If I have guarantees, I'll do it. If you want to be entertained, I'll do it. You just have to let me know. I didn't know
she
this
will
is what
lick
I,
a toilet seat, people.
I will lick a toilet seat for I'll lower it to 1 million subscribers. If y'all,
that's a lot.
Guarantee me 1 million subscribers, I will go lick a toilet seat.
They would all subscribe. You would do it, and then they'd all unsubscribe.
Yeah. That's what's scary. That's why it's like it's not worth a lot of it's not
you
as look, low as yours.
You always have to keep doing it.
Yes, you have to keep doing that stuff.
That's why people like, did you watch that Hype House documentary?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't ever. But someone else watched it and they told me that like that was one of the like overarching themes in like the series is basically like these kids, like their children, like got super famous super quickly and they can't figure out how to keep that fame because everything they've done has been so explosive and big and expensive and dangerous and crazy that it's like every week their audience expects them to either keep it up or top it, and it's just like they physically can't. And so they're just like, what do we do?
When you posted your first YouTube video, I was watching it and my girlfriend was like, this is really good. I was like, yeah, she's going to hate herself.
Yep.
And she's like, why? And I was like, because she just set the standard of what her videos are going to be. It was scripted. It was funny. Multiple shots. Like, there was a scene. And
right.
How long did that take you to come up with, film, and edit it?
Without exaggeration.
Please.
Like, I want to say to come up with it, it took me like 2 hours to like write it out. It probably took me another 4 to film just because I kept messing up and I wanted to like say things right or with like the right tone. And then it took me probably a good 5 to 6 hours to edit.
Yeah. That's hard to do. That's hard to keep up.
Well, and it's like now
you were just doing a cute little video.
Right. Now I literally do not have the time. Like, even if I wanted to, and I'm just like, oh, crap. Like, you know? And I don't want to post something crappy after that because I have set the standard. And so now I'm like,
It's hard. So if you're like someone like me who's posting, I try to post like almost 6 times a week.
Yeah.
My videos aren't going to, I don't have time for them to take me 6 hours each. I don't have that time to like to film for 6 hours. That's not going to happen. To come up with that many ideas, it's impossible, which is why it's like, it seems like you could put more into it. I'm like, I don't think emotionally I couldn't, like, cause I'm doing so much. If I were only posting one video throughout all the platforms, just one video a week. Yeah. That should take me a lot of time and effort and thought, but you can't keep that stuff up.
That's what's crazy. It's like, and like I worked for you before doing my own stuff and I saw how much effort and hours have to go into everything. And it still didn't register because like there are some days where I sit here and I'm like, how can I grow an audience and how can I grow a platform and like, you know, whatever. And I'm like, all right, I have to post on TikTok. That takes me an hour. I'm like, okay, I have to post on Instagram 5 times a day. That takes me, you know, I have to think about what I want to post and make sure it's like things people want to see and make sure it's typed out correctly. And then it's like, all right, now film a YouTube video. Now make sure you're posting on TikTok again. Now make sure you're tweeting. And it's just like,
You have to like comments and you have to read things, which is totally fine. And I love doing it all. Like, this isn't a complain thing. This is saying it's like, people burn out because they don't realize they start off with really good ideas and, you know, they're motivated and they do work. And it is so draining that they fizz out when people are like, you just make YouTube videos. That's easy. I could do that. And I'm always like, go try it. I've been doing it for 8 years. Like, it's a lot. You have to find the balance.
Well, and the hard part is like if this could be a guaranteed full-time job right off the bat where like you're getting paid like a livable wage when you first start YouTube, fine. Like, I wouldn't work my other 12 hours during the day, but it's like, I have to feed myself. Like,
yeah. So that's my thing with TikTok is, well, I can feed myself right now, but it's really hard to focus on TikTok because I don't see any money from it. And I'm like, how do I delegate my time for the things that actually make me money but are dying as platforms versus right. putting my effort in something that's rising as a platform, but I don't see any income from it. It's really hard to do the whole thing.
It is a crazy world.
Yeah.
But
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love my job. And
I love it too.
I feel like I found a balance between things, but it's ever changing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot. I don't even know how we got here. What are we talking about?
ADHD.
Oh, you paused. Oh, you paused. Okay, you're back now.
I'm back.
How do we get
here? An ADHD rant. That's how.
I wasn't distracted as a child at all. I don't know what my mother was talking about.
No.
Do we have any questions?
We do.
All right. Now we have time for about one or two.
Okay. Well, this one, it's very controversial.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Always.
Wheels or doors?
Oh, is this why I saw... I was so... Listen, my TikTok For You page has been trash. It keeps giving me videos of people with like no views, no likes that are just like sitting there being like, I'm like, what is happening? Like, it's just, you know, like those private accounts, the trash of people not trying to go viral. They're just like putting something up for their friend or whatever. I keep seeing those videos. And then the only viral video I saw was some dude opening his microwave, yelling about the wheels in his microwave versus the door. I was so confused. And I was like, TikTok's broken. TikTok is broken. What is happening?
Help me.
Help me.
Yeah, there was this whole debate started because I think someone posted it on Twitter. Feel free to correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. But it was basically some like group of college bros that were hanging out. And they're like, we're in a huge debate right now. Like, we're all like drunk and arguing over whether there are more wheels that exist in the world or doors that exist in the world. And he was like, help us figure out which, like, you know, which there's more of. And then it exploded into this giant internet debate about whether there's more wheels or more doors. And I vote more doors. And I'm sure I'm going to get hate for that.
I was thinking doors as well, because I know there's a lot of but depends on what you consider a wheel. Like, is a gauge?
They're considering the little wheels in the microwave as wheels.
Okay.
Anything is a wheel. Like,
okay, so but like gears that do this with each other?
It has to rotate. It like they're counting like chair wheels and like
okay. I think there's more doors.
Yeah. I think so too.
Team
doors.
I'm a team door. Listen, I'm new to the argument. You may disagree with me, but I'm going to say doors because how many doors are in a house versus how many wheels?
Well, and think of all the like the skyscrapers and like in New York City, all those doors.
So you can
and
negate,
then, like,
you can negate all of the wheels on cars because all of the cars will always have more doors.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
So you're already done. Like, cars just are completely out the window. So unless you're like horse-drawn carriages, yeah, those got some wheels. So you got four of those. But then you got your
technically
barn.
They still have a door you have to open to get into the
and
carriage.
The barn door to store it all in.
And if you're counting microwave wheels, then I'm counting like counters as doors. Like,
yeah, the cupboards. Look at all those doors.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all doors. No.
Right.
Doors.
Yeah, team doors.
You can't. No, I will not think of anything else. I know. Like, yeah, roller coasters. How many of those are there in the world versus how many doors?
And you still have to. Well, I don't know if a gate counts as a door. But anyway, yeah, team doors.
The stall doors in the bathrooms.
There you go.
I'm sorry. There are more doors. Get out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think that's it for today.
Okay.
Because you have to edit this, and if we keep talking, you're going to have more to edit.
I can do it. It's going to be exciting. Please be nice to me.
I'm going to coach you through it. I'm in New Orleans, so I'm going to go down to Frenchman Street now.
Ooh, that'll be fun. I'm going to take a little adventure to my living room later to eat some Oreos and mac and cheese. So,
living your life. Hey, I invited you to this trip.
I'm poor. I just need to work
just
more, remember?
Work harder.
So I'll just start working harder and then I'll come next time.
Just work harder. It's fine. Yeah. Also, even if you were a billionaire, you can still live in a $40,000 house. You don't have to act like a billionaire.
So right. It's like really trendy right now. So
it's an aesthetic. Go for it. God. All right. I love you lots. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please subscribe and follow us on all the thingamabobs. Give us a nice little rating if you're listening on Apple or Spotify or Pandora or wherever you're listening. Give us a nice little rating. That'd be nice. All right. I love you guys. Emily, do you have anything to add?
Love you.
Love you. All right. We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation. Or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.